All right, this is, I think, we have, today's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, four shiurim left in the summer, so today we're going to be doing vegetable soup, orange juice, coffee. I'm trying to make sure that we hit the important topics, as I'm just trying to think ahead. Sometimes I don't think ahead for the whole summer to cheshbon out exactly what topics we're going to cover. But I think today that's what we're going to do. Obviously, that's what we're doing today. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do Kedima B'brachos. What bracha you say first, second, third? If you have a whole bunch of different foods in front of you, I wrote down a whole schedule. Then we'll do brachas on desserts, and then pasah babekisnin. What defines pasah babekisnin? I think those are like the major sugyas that have to be hit in Ketz of Mevarchin. And other than that, you know, there are a lot of other really geshmaka sugyas. For example, here in Daf Lamed Tes, maybe Rav Sacks will discuss Lecha Mishnah, Shlemos versus Aprusa, and things of that nature, but not for now. So today we're doing the sugya of what bracha one is supposed to recite on vegetable soup, on orange juice, on coffee, because any time you have water that absorbs the flavor of something that was cooking in that water, or a liquid that has emerged from a pre or a vegetable, so it raises the question of what bracha do you say? Do you say the bracha of shahakol because essentially it's water, or do you say the bracha of that pre, of that fruit, or of that vegetable that it came from? So if you just see the Gemara over here, the Gemara seems to take one clear stance. The Gemara over here in Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, after it tells us some health advice about how cooked beets are good for your heart and for your eyes and certainly for your stomach, Amar Rav Papa, Pshitali Maya de Silka Kisilka. He says, if you have beet juice, then it's like beets. O Maya de Lifta Kilifta. What's Lifta? Turnip? If you have turnip juice, it's like turnip. Not turnip juice, but water that turnips were cooked in, or water that beets were cooked in. Whenever you cook vegetables in water, it's giving a certain flavor to that water, and therefore it has the status of that vegetable. So that is the Gemara's statement, that the majority of vegetables, it seems, and it gives examples of, first it gives specific examples, then just gives a broad term. Shalki means vegetables in general. So the rule is, you cook vegetables in water, it's like the vegetable. We are going to have three different interpretations of what that even means. What does that mean, it's like the vegetable? And therefore what? You say a bracha, a different bracha than you would have thought on the vegetable? A different bracha than you would have thought on the water? What exactly does that mean? How does that play out? We're going to have three shittos of how that plays out, of what exactly the Gemara is trying to tell us. Whatever the Gemara is trying to tell us, we would then need to understand what the Gemara's suffix is in the following line. Bayrav Papa, Mayid Shifta, what happens if you have water of dill? You cook dill in water. Now, we do that all the time, because typically dill is considered a soup seasoning. It's something that gives flavor to soup, and people cook dill in their soup all the time. There are all sorts of bug issues with dill. People sometimes cook it in a special net to make sure that the bugs don't get into the soup, or whatever. But dill is a soup seasoning. Have you ever seen anyone eat dill not in a soup? So sometimes, yeah, as garnish. It's sometimes added like on top of a piece of salmon or something like that. But typically not. So it's not the kind of vegetable you'd be munching on. It's not like, oh, you have your little bag of baby carrots and your little bag of cut-up peppers and your little bag of dill that you munch on. That's not something that people do. So my lemetuke taima avdi, what's its purpose? Do you cook it in water in order to sweeten the taste of what? The taste of the dill or the taste of the water? What's the Gemara saying? So we have to leave both possibilities open until we understand what the previous line.
Water would sweeten the taste of the vegetable, the dill?
It could be that cooking sweetens. So there are certain vegetables that are bitter, and then when you cook them, it sweetens them a little bit. There are, for example, coffee is bitter by its nature. There's a special type of coffee. I forgot what it's called. It's called by the bug that, or by the roach or whatever that eats it, eats the bean and is unable to digest the bean, but digests the outside of it, chews on it, gnaws on it, eats it, and then defecates it, and then they take that bean that's gone through that roach's system. And they grind that, and it makes apparently the most delicious coffee. It's like $30 a cup. I never tried it, but the idea of it is that it takes away all the bitterness. When it goes through that process, it takes away the bitterness from the bean, and all you're left with is all the good stuff in the bean. I would just add an extra spoon of sugar. So olav or zuama, or maybe it's to just get rid of the zuama. So avdila. So Toshima. So the Gemara says, Gemara brings a raya that there's some tam associated with it. Okay. Just first things first. What's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara saying? That when you say that the water that vegetables were cooked in are like the vegetable. So Rashi seems to already tell us, Mayi desilka tavshel shaltardin kesilka le'inyan bracha. As far as bracha is concerned. What does that mean? As far as bracha is concerned, so pasha pshat. No, what's pasha pshat?
What bracha on the water?
What bracha do you say on the water? That you want to know what bracha? It's a Rashi says linen bracha. What bracha do you say on the water? So it's like a vegetable on the water. You say a bar pi adama. The riff in chavzayin beis bedape a riff. Umayi de sukla, umayi de lifto, umayi de shifto. Kulu bore pri adama. The riff is explicit that this is about what bracha you say on the water, and he says these waters you say baruch pi adama, and that's the chiddush of the Gemara. It would therefore turn out that if you have any soup that vegetables were cooked in, you should recite a baruch pi adama on the soup, even if the vegetables were removed, according to the riff. Right? It doesn't matter if you're eating the vegetables; it got the flavor from the vegetables, and that would make it a baruch pi adama. But not everybody agrees with the Rif. The Ritva quotes two additional shitos in Rishonim. One of them happens to be the shita of the Ra'ah, the other happens to be the shita of the Me'iri, so even though we don't have the Ra'ah and the Marmakomos, the Ritva sort of encapsulates or covers both shitos in this one halacha. If you look in source number 5, V'chein ha'ochel marak ha'yirakos levado, mivarich shahakol kolochel mashkaperos, says the Ritva right off the bat against the Rif. If you are eating the soup without the vegetables, shahakol, it's not baruch pri adama. Against the riff, clearly against the riff. The question is, why? And not only why, then what does the Gemara mean when it says that maya desilka is kesilka, if you're going to tell me to say a shahakol on maya desilka? So says the Ritva, v'im achlu im hayirakos, if you eat the vegetable soup with the vegetables, Hadavar pashut sheniftar, sherei hayirakos heim ikur. Then you only need to say a bracha on the vegetables, and you're putter from saying a bracha on the soup, because the vegetables are the ikur, the soup is the tafel. Ikur and tafel, very basic halacha, only requires one bracha on the ikur, not on the tafel. It's one food. We define this as one food, a bracha on the ikur, not on the tafel. That is the chiddush of the Gemara, that once you've cooked the vegetable in the water, and the water has absorbed the flavor of the vegetable, it has turned them into a single food. You don't say, oh, what are you having? Oh, I'm having hot water with vegetable flavoring, and I'm also having vegetables as a side. No, you're having vegetable soup. It's one food, it's one unit, and therefore it's one bracha, even though you can identify the vegetables in the soup, meaning they clearly can be separated. They're not, they stick out. They're obviously independent. No, it's one food because all of the flavors of those vegetables have gone into the soup. That makes it one food, and therefore follows the rules of Ikar and Tafel. V'lo'od, ela afilu achal yirakos tchila. Sometimes you have people that they'll eat vegetable soup, but they don't want any vegetables. You know, no stuff. They don't like any stuff in their soup. Their soup has to be perfectly clear and clean. Like Shabbos is their enemy because normally you have to pour it through like a strainer or something in order to have perfectly clear soup. And on Shabbos, that causes all sorts of problems. You can't do that. So no stuff in their soup. So, but they don't mind eating vegetables. They like vegetables. So they'll eat vegetables on the side. Maybe the very vegetables that were cooked in that soup. They'll eat the vegetables on the side and they're going to eat the soup separately. So you're going to say ikar and tafel? It's going to be very hard to say ikar and tafel in such a circumstance. There's no ikar and tafel over here. Ikar and tafel is when you have a single food. It's no longer a single food. You have a plate of vegetables and you have a bowl of soup, and they're not connected to each other. Still says the Ritva, and this is paraphrasing the Ra'ah, so you ate the vegetables and you recited a bar pi adama, the vegetables, as you should. Now, if you were to eat the soup alone with no vegetables, again, the Ritva says, no doubt, it's shahakal. And now there's no Iker and Tafel, so you would think. So now you're eating the soup Seyesha Hakol. V'achar kach amarak, niftar bebirchas hayarakos, kivan shahayu migufan mamish. An unbelievable chiddush. It's not Iker and Tafel, but you don't have to say a new bracha on the soup. Your bracha is covered on the hadama you made on the vegetables. You made a hadama on that carrot. Now you don't need to say a shahakal on the soup. Well, wait a second. If I have two different foods in front of me, one of them is a shahakal and one of them is a hadama. I'm eating celery because my doctor said that I should eat healthy, and I'm eating chocolate because I don't always listen to my doctor. So I have both in front of me. So I say a boru pri hadama on my celery. Do I then have to say a separate bracha? Let's assume chocolate is shahakal. Okay, do I have to say a separate bracha on the chocolate? Of course I have to say a separate bracha on the chocolate. The hadama on the celery doesn't potter the chocolate. And yet, the Ritva says over here, and this is the Shita of the Ra'ah, over here it does. Why? Because that soup, even though it's really shahakal, it should be shahakal, but it's made up of the flavoring of the vegetable, and therefore any bracha on the vegetable has to cover that soup. Normally, bar pri hadama has no shaychus to your shakal. It has no connection to your shakal. But over here, this bar pri hadama is very much connected to your shakal. So it's able to absorb enough flavor of the vegetable, not to become a vegetable, but to become a bar pri hadama b'di'evit. You know, that if you've already said a bar pri hadama, that it covers it. So it doesn't actually become a vegetable, it's still shakal, but a bar pri hadama will still cover it. That is the Shita of the Ra'ah, and the Ritva quotes this as well. Yeah, and he says, "Valf b'shem birchasein shavos birchas probably adama ena puteres birchashakol." Doesn't normally work. B'kani donin kaguf echad u'mimin echad. That's what the Gemara means. Ma'ay dekulushalki kulushalki. So three pshatim. What ma'ay dekulushalki kulushalki means? Either it means like the Rif says that your vegetable soup, even without the vegetables, is bar pri hadama, or it means like the Meiri says that no, the vegetable soup alone is a shakal. The vegetables alone are hadama, but they're not alone. They're together, and because they're together, we follow rules of ikra and tafel. You only say a bracha on the ikra, patras the tafel. Or like the Ra'ah says, and the Ritva quotes this as well, that even if they're separate, you can say the soup alone would be shakal, vegetables alone would be bar pri hadama, but even though they're separate, when you said the bracha on the vegetables first, that ha'adama will break all the normal rules of ha'adama and will cover your shahakal food, even though normally that doesn't happen. Those are the three deos of how to understand our Gemara. Obviously, yuj nafkamina lemaisa in terms of what bracha one recites on vegetable soup. So let's say, for example, you're eating vegetable soup. There are some vegetables in the soup. But you take out a spoon of just pure soup first before you cut into the vegetables. Are hotter, usually. It's easier to cool off the liquid, so you don't want to try the potato or something, you're going to burn your mouth or something. So you take out a pure soup. According to the Rif, Davar Pashut, Hadama, right? According to the Mi'iri, L'chara Hadama also, the whole food became one unit. It's an Iker and Tafel Hadama. According to the Ra'ah / Ritva, probably Shahakal. The only reason you don't say Shahakal in the soup is because you already patterd it with a different Hadama. But if you didn't patterd it with a different Hadama, if you're eating at this moment just the soup part, then that's a shahakal. So that would be one significant nafkamina. Another significant nafkamina, if you strained out all the vegetables, you don't have any vegetables, you're just eating the soup. According to the Rif, still hadama. According to the other two, shahakal, because when you're just eating the soup and there is no vegetables and you're not eating any vegetables, then it's going to be a shahakal. Yeah.
What's the difference between the Rif and the Meiri? The Rif says if there's taste there from the vegetables and no vegetables, it's still hadama, but the Meiri would say that if there's taste there and no vegetables, it's a shahakal. You're actually eating the vegetables in the physical soup.
Uh-huh.
You don't need the vegetables.
No, you need to eat the vegetables.
Do you need to eat the vegetables?
Because it becomes one food, so you're making adama on what the ikra part of that food is. But if you're not going to eat the vegetables, then you're not eating, then you're separating them. Meaning, then by definition, you're separating it.
So how's it different from the Ritva?
Because the Ritva says that even if you plan on eating both the vegetables and the soup, if your first bite is soup, and no vegetables, it's shahakal. It's just that a bracha of hadama would pater the shahakal in this instance. But be'etzem, you really have a chiyuv shakal over here. The Me'iri says there is no bracha of shakal over there is no bracha of shakal over here when it's one unit, and as long as you're eating both, it's one unit. You only say adama on that whole unit. Again, if it's a single unit, it's only a single unit because you're eating all of it. If you're only going to eat the marak, then the Me'iri would say that of course it's shakal.
Eating it, and you realize that you finished all the soup, but you don't want
the vegetables. Ah, so you change your mind. Now what? Right, so that's a good question.
I don't know. Change your mind now.
Yes, I guess. No, normally we recommend when you have an ikkar and a tafel, say the bracha, eat the ikkar part first. So, but probably you would still say the adava even if you're eating the tafel part first. But then you run into that problem. Yeah. In Shulchan Aruch, just quickly, just point out what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Shesif Beis. Alamayim shabishul behem yirakos, mivarech habracha atzma shemvarech al yirakos atzma. Any water that vegetables were cooked in, when you drink that water, you say the bracha that you would say on the vegetable. Meaning hadama. Meaning hushita.
The rif.
Afal pishayim bemela tama yarek. Even though all they have is the flavor of the vegetable. V'hani mili kishav bishlam below basar v'al bishlam im basar mivarech lev shakol. Whoa. Then he adds a little bit of a curveball. That's only if it's a pure vegetable soup, a part of a vegetable soup. But if you cooked meat in there as well, then the bracha is going to be a shahakal. Why is that going to be the case, that the bracha is going to be a shahakal if you cooked with basar? So says the Mishnah Brura, Tayirakos nosin tamba marak v'abasar nosin tamba marak v'tamba basar u'chashav yosar hilkachu ikar. The flavor of meat that goes into the soup overwhelms the flavor of the vegetables that are in that soup. That becomes the ikar. So even if you're just eating the soup, which would normally be adama, but now that it has meat flavor in it, it is shahakol. But says Mishnah Brura, if you're eating the vegetable and the soup together, you only need to say a bracha on the vegetable. Whoa, wait, what happened there? He said, if you're eating the soup and the vegetable together, you don't need to say a shakal in the soup, just say a bracha on the vegetable. Because the marak becomes tafel ayarak. Ah, so that's miri, that there's nikar and tafel, meaning that they're not mutually exclusive. Both pshatim could be correct. When, you know, the Me'iri himself said that if you eat the marak alone, it is a shahakal. So Shulchan Aruch rejects that. Shulchan Aruch says, if you eat the marak alone, it is hadama. But there are cases where the marak will be shahakal, like if there's meat in it. Oh, so now you've made a case where the marak is going to be shahakal because there was meat in it. And you're going to eat the vegetable. So what's the ikar when you have an actual vegetable and soup that has both meat and vegetable flavors? What's the ikar? So I would have said, I could have said, still, the soup's got to be the ikar because it's got meat flavor. And just like the meat flavor in the soup makes the bracha on the soup a shahakal, and it overpowers the vegetable flavor in the soup. So if meat flavor overpowers vegetable flavor, meat flavor should overpower vegetables. But no, when you're eating an actual vegetable and meat / vegetable flavored soup, then, says the Mishnah Brura, you would say a hadam on the vegetables, and that would pater, based on ikar and tafel, that would pater the soup itself. And he says, and the vegetable never becomes, the actual solid vegetable is not tafel to the basar, because it's a vegetable. So it's independent, so it doesn't become tafel to tam of basar that may be absorbed into it, because it is something. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara make the equation between like the vegetable soup, the liquid vegetable, and vegetable itself? Meaning that they should have the same...
Right, the Gemara says it's... So the question is, sometimes ki means the equivalent of, and sometimes it means similar to. Right, so you always have to ask that question. That's the Shemaya Ka'ona. Is it same as, exactly the same as, or similar to in a certain sense? So as I say, linyan bracha, it's similar to with regard to one halacha, but maybe not with regard to every halacha.
Why are we saying that the Mishnah Berurah is clarifying the Shulchan Aruch as both saying that he's arguing and saying that the Mishnah Berurah is holding like
Mishnah Berurah typically doesn't argue on the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he doesn't try to argue on the Shulchan Aruch.
Be explaining it differently, no?
So that's what he's doing. He's explaining it differently.
I thought you just said that he's saying that Meiri is working with the Rif.
No, no. Mishnah Berurah is saying that the two aren't mutually exclusive. One
right,
can accept.
Can together.
One can accept the Shitas Meiri and also accept the Shitas Harif.
Not in their entirety.
Because the Meiri says explicitly that vegetable soup is shahakal. Right? But if you were able to create a case where even the Rif would say that the vegetable soup is a shahakal, then you could follow the Meiri as far as Ikar and Tafel. Now, Tosfos leaves us hanging a little bit. Tosfos writes, "May de silka kasilka, mevarchal bar pri adama, afal pi shein ba elam mayim vitama yirakos, mevarchal en kasher yivarchal yirakos." Even though all the vegetable soup has is some flavor, just some tam of the yirakos, treat it like a vegetable. Say bar pri adama. I says Tosfos gav damin el de me peros zeya bi almahu. But we said previously the May Peros is only Zeya Bialma, that when you have the Tavash Tamarim that comes out of the Tamarim, it's Shahakal, it's just some sweating of the date, it's not the actual fruit itself. Says Tosos, magic words, Yesh Lechalek. Thank you. Yesh Lechalek, right? What do I do with that? Shkoyach Tosos. Now how am I Mechalek? So there are like 5, 6, maybe 7 different shitos in terms of how to understand Yesh L'chalik. And most of them are not explaining Tosos. It's different Rishonim saying their own chilukim as to what the Yesh L'chalik would be. So let's start with the Rashba. The Rashba seems to be mechalik between that which is darkon to cook and that which is not the derech to cook. Meaning, you have an apple. An apple is meant to be eaten. You eat an apple. Is it possible that you'll cook an apple and it will give flavor into the juices that you're cooking? Yeah, that's possible. You can squeeze an apple and you can make a juice out of it. That's possible. It's done all the time. But it's not the derech. The derech of an apple is to eat an apple, let's say. The derech of a strawberry is to eat a strawberry. Yes, you can make strawberry juice. You can blend it into a smoothie. You can do all sorts of wonderful things with a strawberry. But the derech of the strawberry is to eat a strawberry. You have dill. You know, you have the package that they sell. You have a turnip. The package that they sell in the supermarket as soup greens, you know, or as soup. It's meant to be cooked to give flavor into soup. That's what it's there for. So says the Rashba, you want to know the difference between our Sugya Lamed Tes and the Sugya Lamed Ches, is that our Sugya Lamed Tes is talking about the vegetables that are meant for. It's darkan. It's the normal way to cook them so that they can give flavor into the soup. And that, if you assume, let's say, like the Rif shot, that's what's going to turn the soup into a Bar Pri Adam. But a date is meant to be eaten, a date is not meant to be squeezed, and therefore whatever oozes out of a date is Shahakal, because that's not the Iker, that's not the highest way of eating that date. The best way to eat that date would be to eat the date itself.
Don't we see, like, there it's the Shem of Josh, that's our whole thing?
Very strong question. Right, it's Eretz Yisrael is praised by being zavas chalav udvash, and that's what makes dates on the list is because of dvash tamarim. So why is it that it's not? So I don't know, not sure. But that's what Rashba says. That it all depends on what the derech is in terms of how to use that fruit. So comes along the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Gimel. Chazon Ish says, how do you figure that out? What makes it the derech? Is it the derech of an orange to eat an orange, or is it the derech of an orange to juice it and drink its juice? So, what are the possibilities? I'm sure some of you saw the Chazanish, but what are the logical possibilities of determining the derech, if you accept this Rashba? Okay.
Rove
what?
Most people do.
So, is it most people, do you eat oranges?
Yeah.
Do you drink orange juice?
Yeah.
So, what are you? Which side do you get a vote on?
I drink more oranges than I.
So, not rove what most people do, most of the consumed product?
Yeah.
are more oranges that are grown in the world today meant for juicing, or more oranges meant for eating?
Juicing.
No, I'm not asking that question. I'm saying that would be the you can Google it later. But that would be the determining factor. Right? That's what you're suggesting. That would be the determining factor. But this isn't a Din and Klal Yisrael, I don't think. I think this is Din and Daren Klal. I think even Gayim count on this. Yeah, I don't remember Klal Yisrael. So that's one possibility, is that you go with Rov. Well, what other possibilities are there? What other logical possibilities? That's a little vague. That's, you know, that's very subjective. Another possibility is that it doesn't need to be Rov. If it's the derech at all to squeeze it, and that's considered a normal thing to do that most people would enjoy. So even if, let's say, Mayer, you know, eats 10 oranges a day and only has one glass of orange juice a day, so the large majority of what you do is eating the oranges, but it's very normal for you to have orange juice. The fact that it's derech makes it that orange juice is really like an orange, and you say bor priyat. Derech doesn't have to be rov. Derech just has to be normal. So if that's a consistent, normal thing that a person does, that would be enough to make a bor priyat. That's the second possibility.
Is it also subjective? Is it the purpose for that particular person?
Oh, okay. So then you have to question, is it for that person or is it by the world at large? Furthermore, is this something that's subject to historical change? Now, it's a very interesting discussion about which halachas can change over time without you becoming a conservative rabbi, right? Which halachas are you allowed to change? Do you assume that is given, that it's a given that they could change given different changing circumstances? For example, there's a halacha in Hilchos Yantif that you're allowed to cook on Yantif even for a non-ochel nefesh need, even if it's not for your basic sustenance, provided that the reason for your cooking is a need that is shavah l'kol nefesh, that's universally enjoyed, that almost everybody enjoys on a regular basis. So in the times of the Gemara, they said, and that's why you're not allowed to cook water to bathe on Yantif. Beferish Mishnah, you're not allowed to cook water to bathe on Yantif, because that is not shavah l'kol nefesh. Oh, you're allowed to cook water to wash your hands, your face, your feet, because that is shavah l'kol nefesh. Who doesn't wash their hands, face, and feet on a consistent basis? But nobody bathes on a consistent basis. So you're not allowed to cook water to... So is that something that was kavua in the times of Chazal, and it can no longer change? I would argue that if you say, I want to warm up water to cook my... to wash my feet today, that is a highly unusual thing to do, to warm up water just to wash your feet. When was the last time you warmed up water just to wash your feet? Right? So it doesn't happen all that frequently. So one might argue that might have been mutter in the times of the Gemara, but that is not at all shavah l'kol nefesh nowadays. Who washes their feet alone? On the flip side, more commonly argued, you could say, yeah, it wasn't shavah l'kol nefesh for them to bathe in the times of the Tanayim and the Amorayim, and even in the times of the Rishonim. Before there was running water, before we had indoor plumbing, it was a big hassle to bathe. So they would wear all sorts of spices and perfumes and, you know, whatever they can to mask the smell, they would wear, and they would try, but they weren't bathing all the time. It only became, you know, I think the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that a person should try to be healthy and sanitary, so you should bathe once a month. You know, like, that's as good as it got. It was like a very yeshivish, the whole world was a very yeshivish mahalich. So that's as good as it got. But nowadays, maybe it's shavah l'kol nefesh. So maybe the definition, maybe the halacha changes. What about over here, says Chazanish? Chazanish, I'm not sure. Maybe at some point in history, they sat down and they said, okay, which fruits are normal to juice and which ones are not normal to juice? Okay, no one juices pomegranates. What a waste of pomegranates to juice pomegranates. It's always, if any juices are going to be shahakol, because it's not normal. Following Shitas HaRashba, people juice beets, or whatever. People cook beets and make beet soup. So good. So beet soup is going to be Bar Pri Adama. And I don't care if you don't live in Russia and no one eats beet soup anymore, and you don't, you know, it doesn't make a difference that nowadays people juice pomegranates and you can buy for $12 a bottle at any of a dozen Five Towns locations, pomegranate juice, you know, that will, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. That hasn't changed. Or no, maybe it does matter. Maybe it has changed. Nafkamina, says Chaznish, is not only in Hilchos Brachos. Nafkamina is also in Hilchos Shavuos. What's Nafkamina in Hilchos Shavuos? There is a halach in Hilchos Shavuos. Peros of Shavuos, Shemitah produce. The halach is, when you have Shemitah produce, there are a number of halachas. First of all, what are your limitations with Shemitah produce? What are you and are you not allowed to do with Shemitah produce? What? You're allowed to eat Shemitah produce. Misconception. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to do schara with Shemitah produce. So you're not allowed to do business with it. So buying, selling, that's forbidden. You're also not allowed to destroy it. Every once in a while, you'll go to a store, you'll buy a bottle of wine, and it will say that it is Otzer based in Shemitah wine. So what does that mean? That it has Kedusha Shviyas. It has, that doesn't go away. The Kedusha Shviyas is still there. That means you're not allowed to waste it. Wasting it means using it for less than its optimal purpose. Which would mean that if you're making Avdalah with Otzer based in Shemitah wine, you may not put out the fire with that wine. Because that is less than the optimal purpose of that wine. You're supposed to drink every last drop. It means that if you drank over the course of Shabbos, between you and your company, 3/4 of a bottle, and your fridge is full, you can't just pour out the last quarter of a bottle down the drain. You're not allowed to destroy Shemitah produce. You have to use every last drop of it. So that's halacha by Shemitah. A good kasha, how you were able to buy it in a store if they're not allowed to do business with it. It's a good kasha. Even better kasha, how you were able to buy it in the store, because there's another halacha, you're not allowed to be motzi Shemitah produce from Eretz Yisrael. Another good kasha. So how it got to that store and why they're doing business with it, all good kashas. But somehow you got it. You'll find it in every local wine store. If you look hard enough, you'll find it. So one second, that's what he struggles with. But he says, so nafkamina would be, for Shemitah as well, if you can juice Shemitah produce. If you say that when you juice Shemitah produce, that's the derech, and that makes, you know, that's really good, and that's the way it's supposed to be done, so you cook beets in water, great. It still retains the status of the pre. But if you say that it loses the status of the pre because it's not the derech, and who does that with their fruits? So then you're not, so I'm going to squeeze my dates. I'm going to squeeze the tamarim. The Gemara said when you squeeze tamarim, whatever comes out of it is zeya bialma, it's just a shahakol. And now the tamarim are inedible because I squeezed all the juices out of them. I have ruined Shemitah produce. So when am I going to say that it's a good thing, that it's a maila and I'm making the Shemitah produce really good, like I'm making delicious wine out of it, instead of keeping it as grapes, and that's perfectly fine and good? And when do I say that I've ruined it? So it's going to be totally on this issue. So Chaznish struggles with this issue. He's not sure if you follow Ruba di Alma. He's not sure if it changes based on changing circumstances. And he's not sure if you need a rov at all, or even maybe it only needs to be a Mira Matzoi. What does Mira Matzoi mean? So we have a Gedarim for this. Mira Matzoi means that it's common, it's done. It's not the majority, but it's common. So how do we define Mira Matzoi? There's a famous tshuva in the Mishkanos Yaakov about how to define Mira Matzoi. Mishkanos Yaakov somehow got the last word on how to define Mira Matzoi, even though a lot of poskim disagree and give smaller numbers. Mishkanos Yaakov writes 10% is Mira Matzoi. And there are a lot of halachas that are nogea to Mira Matzoi. For example, bugs or checking for anything. Checking for a problem when you don't know that there is a problem is only if there's a Mira Matzoi. So do I have to check my suit for shatness? I buy a new suit, I have to check it for shatness. I get the call all the time. There used to be a store called Sims, and they used to have every year a Sims Bash. It was like, there were like 15 mincha minyanim at the Sims Bash. It was like the most yeshivish place on earth. Because you could buy a suit for like, you know, it was marked at $99, but really at the register they surprise you and it's really only $49. It's like, so, you know, it was like, that was the place to... So I always get phone calls. I got 3 suits, so I need to get them checked for shotness, or I forgot to get them checked for shotness, and now it's Shabbos, and am I allowed to wear it? So if you bought a $49 suit, the chances that it has shotness in it are minuscule. Why? Because linen's expensive. It may not even have wool in your suit, let alone linen. So the chances that it has shatness are minuscule. It might, but minuscule. So do you have to check? Meikra didn't know. But if you have a suit where there's a better than 10% chance that it has shatness, you go to Barney's and you buy a suit. You go to Hugo Boss and you buy a suit for $1,000. There's a very reasonable chance. Hugo Boss is a German company, right?
More than 10% of suits.
So yeah, the Hugo Boss suits. Yeah, those Germans, anti-Semitic.
Full
shatness. So there's a better chance that there's shatness. I wouldn't know, but Mr. Schmitz over here. What's our money like? but you have this in checking for treifos in animals. You know, there's a whole parak about treifos in Maseches Chulin, about different treifos that you can have in animals. And you know what we check when we check the cow? We check its lungs. What about every other treifa that might be in that animal? We don't even check for them. No one checks for it. Why not? Because they're a miyachein amatzui. Lungs are a mira amatzui. Possibly. So we check for lungs. So that's more than a mira amatzui. He thinks it's a rove. So, but it's at least a mira amatzui, let's say. Okay. Anyway, so that's what the Chazanish says. If you take the Rashba to its logical conclusion, it opens up a whole Pandora's box of problems, because now you have to figure out how to be Magdir all these things. What do you mean it's the Derech and not the Derech? But that's the Rashba explaining how to be Mechalik between the two Sugyas. But it's not the only Shita of how to be Mechalik between the two Sugyas. If you look at the Rash, and I think we saw this Rash earlier in the summer, in Simen Yud Ches, so the Rash writes, let me just find it here. Yeah. Umayyad de silko, umayyad de lifto, umayyad de shavta, bori priyadama. De kaimel and mayyad de kulu shalki, kashalki, mvarkmalay bori priyadama. Afal pisha ainbo kiyamam arak, vitama yorokos, even though, like Tosos asked, it only has the flavor, it doesn't even have the actual vegetable. Mivarech alein kemoshim varech alein rokos atzman, they have the same bracha as the vegetable itself. Vilo dami lemei peros dami nalel. To Zayabi Alma, who, and this is unlike May Peros, which is only Zayabi Alma. Why? So, unlike Tosos, it just says Yeshlechali. So, no, it says the Rash. Lefisha Mashke Ein Lo Tam Apri. The Efshar Shim Bishal Apri, the Nichmas Tam Aperos Bemayim Berkeley appropriates. What's he saying? You know, he's saying the difference is in the Andavla Meches, you squeeze the fruit, and that's the juice that you have, is what was squeezed from the fruit itself. Over here, you cook the vegetable in the water, and the water absorbed flavor of the vegetable. Good! I would have said the same chilek, but I would have said it should have been the reverse, right? A water that absorbed flavor of the vegetable, shahakal. The actual fruit itself, that, you know, the substance of the fruit itself, that would be a eight, says the Rush. No, it's the opposite way. When you squeeze juices from a fruit, the juice tastes nothing like the fruit. The juice doesn't taste anything like a fruit. Apple juice doesn't taste like an apple. Orange juice doesn't taste like an orange. But vegetable soup tastes like the vegetable. Is that true? You ever have Snapple apple? Snapple apple, I don't believe, is made with any real apples. But, like, I was trying to, like, place the taste when I was drinking. You ever did the red Snapple apple? You've had it, right? Mm-hmm. It tastes like you're drinking an apple. It doesn't taste like apple juice. It tastes like you're drinking an apple. Why are those different? Why does the taste of drinking an apple taste different than apple juice? Because apple juice doesn't taste like apples. Apple juice tastes like apple juice.
Out of preservatives.
No, that's it, but it actually they do it to make it taste. Oh, meaning the apple juice, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. When does is Mr. Mark coming this summer? Every year, farmer, what is he called? Farmer David comes in. He makes like apple cider and apple juice fresh with the kids. I don't know if he's coming this summer. We could try. We could see if. But that's what the Rush says. That's what the Rush argues. That they're different tastes, and as a result of that, that's the chiluk. So anytime you have something, and the Rush takes it a step further. He says, so when you cook the food, it gives tam. It's no same tam of the food when you cook it in a liquid. Now, you might have noticed a different distinction between the two Gemaras. Our Gemara is talking about vegetables. That Gemara was talking about fruits. The Rush says, Efshar, it doesn't matter. Efshar. Efshar, there's no distinction to be made between fruits and vegetables. Meaning that even if you were to cook a fruit and make a fruit soup, which is commonly done, my mother used to always make in the summertime, fruit soup, because then it was served cold and it was refreshing after walking. We used to live a mile away from the shul, so from the Israel Iron Cedar, so we'd walk home, we'd be boiling hot on a summer day. Fruit soup was very refreshing. So says the Rush, Efshar, that fruit soup would be a bar priyates. Efshar. Meaning, because it's all about whether it was cooked with it or whether it's or whether you squeeze the actual juices of the thing from it. That's the Rush. It happens to be in Shulchan Aruch. What did I do in Shulchan Aruch? In Simon Reish Beis, Siv Yud. Am I overtime?
No.
Oh, I missed. Simon Reish Beis, Siv Yud, Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Peros shasharan o bishlon bimayim. Oh, right away. Peros that you soak or cook in water. Afal bishnichmas tam apri bimayim einum varech losamayim el shahakol. You don't only say shahakol on fruit soup. Veharosh kosav. That's it, they vowelize it. So he was probably really the rosh, not the rush. But veharosh kosav. De'efshar shim nichmas tam apri bimayim varech bar priya eitz. But the Rush says that it's Efshar, that it's Bar Priya Eitz. Shulchan Aruch Stam Day are not like the Rush, but the Rush says it's possible that it's Bar Priya Eitz. This L'chora is an issue when it comes to Birchas HaReach. Shulchan Aruch writes that on Meiv Radim, you say Borei Atze B'samim. What is Meiv Radim? Says Moshe Brura, Beina Lachluchis Sheyatza Min Avered Al Yidei Schitaso. Whether you squeezed moisture out of the vered, or whether you cooked the vered in water and therefore it gave its aroma. So says Mishabura, well, wait a second, isn't that a machlokas? You know, if cooking is the same as squeezing, the Rush makes a chilik between cooking and squeezing, and yet when it comes to Birchas HaReach, we're assuming it's the same. So says Mishbura, yeah, even the Shita and Simon Reish Beis of Yud, that may shriyas peros, eino kaperos hatzman, hainu lin nachilo levad, v'lo lin birch sarech. Birch sarech is a different ballgame. Okay, so that's going to require some explanation of why it is that birch sarech should play by different rules. What we didn't get to is the other four explanations of what toast means by Yesh L'chalik. Just to say outside, the Russian Achuva suggests that the veggies are cooked for the purpose of the veggies and not for the purpose of the water. And that's what makes it that it's that it would be shahakal. He says, Mayi the Shalki is ikr bishulam is bishvil hayirakos, and therefore, since the yirakos gave the tam, and the ikr is for the yirakos, which requires a little further explanation also that we don't have time for, the Ravid suggests that the difference is between whether something seeps out and something is drawn out. On Daf Lamed Ches, the dvash just seeped out of the fruit. That's Zeya Bialma. But if you squeeze something out of the fruit, if you cook something to draw the flavor out of the fruit, that's going to be different. The Rashba quotes such a Ravid, which the Rush seems to say the opposite, okay, but elsewhere, and we have to explain that Machlokas. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get into all of this. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to assume that it depends on whether it's been downgraded or upgraded. Okay, there are a number of different approaches, but I think we got to the halach anyway. We mentioned what it says in Shulchan Aruch anyhow, so we covered those rishonim that are nogeya lehalach, even though we didn't cover everything that exists, obviously, on this one. Okay.
Hey, guys.